Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Salamandastron by Brian Jakes, narrated by Gordon Hall and others. Why did Martin the Warrior's sword fall from the abbey roof? Who is the White Badger? And can the good creatures of Salamandastron and Redwall Abbey triumph over the weasel Farrago the Assassin and his corps of vermin?
The Dormouse was a jolly, plump old fellow, clad in a rust-coloured jerkin, his white beard curled and trimmed neatly. An infant mole who could not sleep because of the onset of spring sat beside him on a mossy beech log in the orchard. Together they shared an early breakfast of oat cakes, hot from the kitchens, and two of last autumn's russet apples. Dawn was touching the earth with its rosy paws, promising sunny spring days as a compensation for the long winter Redwall Abbey had endured. Soft white clouds with golden underbellies hung on the still air. Dewdrops glistened on new green grass. Budding narcissus and snowdrop awaited the coming of the sun-warm day. The Dormouse nodded sagely.
Soon be picking a name day for this good season. Aye, soon.
The small mole chewed slowly at his oatcake, wrinkling a black buttoned snout as he gazed up at the elder.
You'm said you'm tell oi a story, sir.
The Dormouse polished an apple on his jerkin.
You like my stories, Barham?
The little fellow smiled.
Brr, I certainly do, sir.
His friend settled down comfortably on the grass, propping his back.